Welcome to Inspired with Megan Alexander. Hey everyone, it's Megan. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm so excited to have my friend Natalie Kilgore on. As Southcom's VP of Marketing and Public Relations, Natalie brings 17 years of publicity, event, and marketing experience to the team. With degrees in both corporate communications and print journalism, Natalie began her career in radio. In addition to working for Nashville's most infamous dive bars in terms of promotion and booking talent, she has worked with a lot of the biggest names in country music and beyond. As a communications director for the Nashville Songwriters Association International, Natalie oversaw brand messaging, media relations, and promotional initiatives, secured corporate and event sponsorships, and served as the co-director of the largest songwriters festival in the United States, the annual Tin Pan South Songwriters Festival. Additionally, Natalie spent over 4 years leading publicity efforts for the Big Machine Label Group, where her work was instrumental in launching the careers of Taylor Swift, Justin Moore, and the band Perry, prior to serving as senior publicist for G7 Entertainment Marketing and founding her own boutique firm, Dashboard Media, in 2011. Natalie most recently served as the vice president of publicity for the BBR Music Group, working with acts like Jason Aldean, Trace Adkins, Destin Lynch, and Thompson Squared, where she strategized and led both corporate and over 20-plus major artists to incredible careers. Please welcome Natalie Kilgore. Hey, girl.
Hey, Megan. How's it going?
I'm so excited to have you on today.
I'm excited to be here, girl.
A strong woman doing your thing in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you, before we get to all the people that you've worked with, big names that we just threw out there, let's go back to the very beginning.
Okay.
You're in college.
Yes.
You want to work in this industry.
Yes.
What's going through your mind about how you're going to launch your career?
Well, you know, the way that I actually, I guess, quote unquote, launched my career was, you know, like any college student, I have to find an internship. I have to find my foot in the door. I went down to the Dancing in the District Festival, the now defunct Dancing in the District Festival, which was a huge party every Thursday night on the riverfront in Nashville. And my favorite radio station at the time was 102.9 The Buzz. They were alternative rock. And I just walked up to their remote booth and I said, "Hi, my name's Natalie. I'm a journalism and PR student at Austin Peay State University, and I would like to work with you."
You just asked them.
I just walked right up and asked them, "Who should I speak to about that?"
I love that because I really believe if all else fails, just ask in life. What
yeah.
can go wrong?
But yeah.
The worst that can happen is you'll get a no.
Exactly. So they said, "Well, you know, you should really be speaking to our operations manager. Here's his name. Here's his phone number. Give him a call if you're interested in an internship." I said, "Great." So I called twice a day for 2.5 weeks, every single day, until finally someone called me back. And when I did, it was the promotion director, Nikki Tyree, who is now one of my best friends. And she hired me on as an intern. From there, I started, you know, quote unquote, gophering on a show called The Local Buzz, which featured the best, you know, the creme de la creme of Nashville's unsigned artists. So like at that time, it was The Features, it was Will Hogue, it was Silent Friction, which became The Pink Spiders, which became American Bang, which became Bang Bang Bang. Which we, you know.
I love it.
So yeah, long history with the music scene here in Nashville. But anyway, I started gophering on that show, and when the DJ that actually got paid to work the show went on tour with his band, I was asked to take it over, along with his overnight and weekend shifts, and so there I was, a senior in college with a paid gig as a DJ on an alternative rock station in Nashville.
And you got into the industry, and I think people often that ask us, how did we get our start? How did we get involved? You just start. You have
you just
to
start.
Somehow begin, right?
You ask the question, you introduce yourself, you call until someone finally calls you back.
That's right. That's right. You're persistent. Now, I know you, Natalie, and we met on the red carpet mm-hmm. because you are and were the publicist for some of the biggest acts, Dustin Lynch, Thompson Square. Mm-hmm. That's how you and I first met, is you were repping these big acts that
right.
everyone wants to talk to as entertainment reporters. We all want to talk to them and find out how they're feeling at these award shows and what they're wearing. Of course, the fashions. What immediately struck me about you is you are tough, you are a strong woman, but you are still really nice.
Oh,
and you're pleasant and kind to everyone around you. How does one balance that as a woman in this industry? And as a publicist, you need to be bold to get your clients out there, but you can still do it in a nice way. What's sort of your mission statement with all that?
Well, I mean, my biggest thing, first and foremost, in terms of leadership and, you know, relationships is transparency. When I would pitch you a Taylor Swift, a Dustin Lynch, a Thompson Square, I would give you the reasons that I thought they worked for your show or for whatever opportunity we were discussing. And if you in return pitched me something else and it didn't work for my artist and their brand, I would say no, but explain why. And we would then collaborate on something that did work. I have the greatest respect for people in the industry who, A, answer your phone call, respond to your pitch, and tell you why if it's a no, so that way you can better work together in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, it's like, I mean, if I'm mean to somebody, why would you pick up my call the next time around? You can be tough and you can be firm, but you can also be transparent and polite. Life's hard, you know?
Yeah.
And we all have a lot of stuff going on in our lives. You may not know what the other person across the telephone wire has going on in their life. So, you know.
And you never know where people are going to be 6 months from now.
5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Exactly. I mean, I saw you work with Thompson Square, take them from this new duo on the scene for those of us in the entertainment industry covering these acts for country music. Seeing them go from, you know, sort of the new duo, if you will, to winning ACM awards, duo of the year, cleaning up.
Grammy nominations.
And it's important to, I love to try to talk to everyone on the carpet from when they're new artists, little babies, and they're just starting out. Talk to them because, number one, you never know where they're going to be a year from now. But what goes around comes around. And those relationships are important to build. And like you just said, everybody's trying to do their best in this industry, right? So
right.
Just cut each other
we
a
should
break.
Lift each other up. I feel very strongly about lifting each other up, especially in the country music community. Mm-hmm. What is good for one of us is good for all of us. So
yes.
Let's all work together and make it better and greater.
What has surprised you the most about the country music industry? Again, repping a lot of these big names, seeing them go on these journeys where you may have a hit and you're it and everyone wants to talk to you. And then all of a sudden somebody else is the new it person or superstar and you're on this emotional roller coaster with them. What has surprised you the most about working in this industry?
And the thing about the country music industry that I don't necessarily see in other formats of music that I've worked in is what a family the country music industry is. And part of that may be because the country music industry is 16th, 17th, and 18th Avenue in Nashville, Tennessee, and it doesn't stray very far outside that geographical three streets. Everyone's close. Everyone, almost everyone, is always working to lift the other one up. Like you said, fame is fickle. So 1 minute you're on top of the world, and the next minute, you know, you have a single that couldn't break onto the chart, and you are rethinking your touring, you're rethinking everything, you know. But the country music community, the artists, the executives, the publicists, the managers, everyone's there to support one another, to lend a helping hand. And there are a lot of organizations like Musicians on Call and lots of associations that also help others in need. So if someone does, you know, fall hard and they need a little bit of help, whether it's financial or it's something else, emotional support, there are organizations in place to help one another. And I think that's really unique and really special.
Yeah. What's the best advice you ever received and who said it to you?
You know, the best advice that I ever received was probably from Paula Erickson, who I worked with on Taylor Swift's account.
Sure.
Erickson PR. And she said this to me, and I still think it almost every day. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Yes.
Now, obviously, that's an adage that I, you know, kind of held on to from the beginning because, you know, the whole radio station story going up asking, you know, and not being afraid of that. But, you know, it's sometimes like the older you get and the more you do this, the, you know, you have hard days. You have good days and you have bad days. You have days where everyone says yes, and you'll have a week where everyone says no. And whenever I go through one of those weeks where everyone is saying no, and I just want to kind of give up and just say, what's the use? I hear Paula in my head going, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yes.
And I think that's very true for pretty much every aspect of life.
Sure. Paula was Taylor's publicist for a long, long time. Taylor mm-hmm. Swift was always there. Another person who is tough and strong, but also kind and nice and really pleasant to deal with on the red carpet. You've also worked with Dustin Lynch, mm-hmm. Jason Aldean. Do you find that you can tell right away if an artist is going to make it? Or are you surprised sometimes? Someone will break out that you didn't think it was going to happen.
You know what? I think I've seen it both ways. My test for a musical act is always, you know, they may be my best buddy sitting on the couch before they go up on stage. And then when I see them perform up on stage, when they walk off that stage, if I'm suddenly nervous around them, then I know they're a star. Like, I have had that happen where I've known someone for 5 or 6 years. I'm completely comfortable around them. They get up on stage and they're so amazing and so, like, just insanely talented. And they have the crowd wrapped around their finger, including me. Then they walk off stage and I'm suddenly nervous. You know, that's always kind of been my barometer. Sometimes you meet someone when they're really, really young and they grow into themselves, and it's almost like an overnight transformation as well.
Wow.
So I've also worked with some artists in that sense.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Natalie Kilgore, who's an incredible publicist, has worked in country music for over 17 years and has a new job now, which we need to talk about, mm-hmm. which is so cool. Congratulations to you on that. I got to ask you, to an artist that is discouraged and hasn't made it and isn't seeing success, and I know that probably you're not only a publicist, you're sometimes a bit of a counselor to your clients, encouraging them to stay the course. What would you say to an artist that's frustrated right now and they're not making it yet?
Oh, goodness. You know, everyone talks about overnight success stories. There is no overnight success. Nobody comes to Nashville with their guitar strapped on their back, and a week later they have a record deal and they're touring with Brad Paisley and they're on The Tonight Show. It just doesn't happen. I mean, honestly, like 10 years, it takes about 10 years to really get your footing, to build your relationships, to songcraft, to find the right co-writer, to find the right producer, to find the voice, you know, and the mm-hmm. right team for you. Because everyone's different. I don't think that there is one formula for success. I think it's different for everyone. And if you stay true to yourself and you stay authentic and you don't bend like, you know, a branch blowing in the wind, and you don't, you know, it's good to have people in your ear advising you. But when you have one person advising you and you bend that way, and then another person advising you, and then you bend the opposite way because of what they said, you have to know who you are and stay true to yourself. And if you do that, you'll reap the rewards in the end.
That is an incredible piece of advice. I know when I first moved to Nashville for my first radio and television job many, many years ago, for fun, I took a couple voice lessons with a vocal teacher here in town that has coached Beyonce and all sorts of people. And I remember she said to me, she said, Megan, we can't tell you who you are. Mm-hmm. You have to tell us who you
right.
are. You have to know, and then we can help you be the best version of that that you can be. What you said is really solid advice. Know yourself. Stay in your lane. Perfect your craft to the best of your ability. You're right. Don't let other people shape you. And I mean, sure, influences that are positive, but know yourself. That's important, especially when the hard times hit, that you have something to grab onto in terms of who you are and what's going to make you stand out. I want to ask you, being a publicist is 24/7. This
yes.
ain't no 9-to-5 job.
Oh, no. It's a lifestyle.
You work holidays. It's a lifestyle. You work holidays. You work uh-huh. weekends. When a client calls, you can't hit ignore.
You get the phone call at 2 a.m. when someone is hit in the head with a beer can at a concert.
Now, who is that, Natalie?
Oh, you know who I'm. Dustin Lynch, when he was on stage performing, and it didn't happen at 2 a.m. I just got the phone call at 2 a.m. But yeah, an unruly fan. I'm trying to remember. It was in Florida. It was in Niceville, Florida.
Niceville.
Niceville, Florida, of all places. unruly fan threw a beer can at him on stage, and it was full, and it hit him so hard that he got a gash. He had to go to the hospital and get stitches.
Oh, goodness.
He had a little scar for a while from it. And, you know, 2 a.m. I mean, that is a worthwhile phone call at 2 a.m. to try to get ahead of that messaging and, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Sure. You have to really love your job.
Of course. And love the people that you're working with and really want to support them. And that's where the family part of it comes in, too, because, you know, I don't have any children, but I feel like the artists that I worked with were my kids in a sense, whether they were my age, younger, you know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But I did always feel like they were part of my family.
Sure. You have a new job now.
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it.
I am with a company called Southcom Inc. They're based here in Nashville. They're getting ready to celebrate their 10-year anniversary. They own the second largest publisher of alternative weekly newspapers in the United States. So they own the Nashville Scene, they own In Focus, they own the Washington City Paper, Cincinnati City Beat, so on and so forth. And they also are one of the leaders in the business-to-business publishing field and Trade Expo.
And when did you know it was time to make this jump?
I made it for a couple of reasons. One reason was I don't like to sit still. The world around us is changing incredibly every single day. And since I have been in the field of publicity for 17 years, basically, I'm working in PR during a historic time because everything is changing. It's not about the print piece. It's not even about the online editorial piece anymore. Everything is changing. Social media influencers are just as important as a booking on The Tonight Show. They're just as important as a piece in Rolling Stone. There are so many pieces of the puzzle that move the needle, and you have to know every single piece of that puzzle to put together a full-bodied PR and marketing plan. And this new opportunity gave me the opportunity to be really hands-on with that and expand my knowledge base from, you know, what I was doing in the celebrity field to a whole new realm of the industry. So I was really excited about that. And then the other part is, you know, I want to pursue some creative endeavors of my own. And I feel like this opportunity may give me a little bit of time to take a step back and focus on myself a little.
Mm-hmm.
So selfishly,
actually have a vacation or a holiday.
Actually take a vacation, work on a creative writing project, those sorts of things. So
good for you.
It was a twofold decision.
Yeah. Well, my next question, do you have time for a guilty pleasure? Do you have a favorite TV show?
Glow on Netflix, my friend.
Oh, really?
Have you been watching this?
I have not
Gorgeous
seen it.
Ladies of Wrestling. If you remember, and I barely recall from the early 80s, that show, that series with these, you know, very flamboyant personalities, the big hair, the crazy costumes, everyone had a persona. But this reimagining of Glow and this scripted dramatic series based on the early 80s TV show, I mean, it's just phenomenal. Alison Brie is like no other. She really comes alive in the lead role, and the entire cast of characters, they're just phenomenal. It is so much fun. Take a rainy Saturday, watch it.
Okay.
From episode 1 to episode 12. That's definitely my guilty pleasure.
There you go. I need to be able to watch it on the plane because that's my life. I fly every week, so I'll try
to watch an episode of Flight.
Okay, I will. Best book you've ever read?
Best book I've ever read. I could rattle on and on and on about literature, but my favorite is probably All Quiet on the Western Front. Reason being, I think that we as a culture, and especially Hollywood, glamorize war. That book, when I read it as a teenager, was so eye-opening to me because it's about a young German soldier's experience during World War I, and it's very graphic, and it's very honest, and it's very universal. And I think it's important for people that may not have a family member in the armed services, may not have a family history in the armed services, to really educate themselves about the harsh brutalities of what our servicemen go through every day.
Sure. And as someone whose grandfather served in World War II, God bless our men and women in
uniform that serve
our country and defend us. I love to ask my guests, a question and then pass it on to somebody at a future podcast. I recently had Michael Oakes, who's a singer, songwriter, and composer. And I said, what would you like me to ask my next guests? And he said, do you have a favorite quote?
Favorite quote.
What is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is from The Great Gatsby.
Fabulous book. Great movie.
Yes. Daisy Buchanan, the beautiful yet sad little creature that is Daisy Buchanan, says at one point in the book, the best thing that a girl can be in this life is a beautiful little fool. Which may sound pessimistic, but I think you can also interpret that as life is hard. There are challenges. There are barriers. But if you're a fool, you know, so to speak, you don't necessarily know that someone is creating a challenge for you or that someone is trying to hold you back, that there is a glass ceiling, you know, that there's a glass ceiling that some speak of.
Sure.
If you don't know life is hard, then nothing's going to keep you from pushing and making something of yourself and being happy and succeeding. So I kind of saw that as an inspirational moment in her character.
The glass is half full.
The glass is half full, not half empty.
I love that. Thank you for that quote. We've been chatting with Natalie Kilgore, who is a big time publicist for some of the biggest names in country music. As she shared, got her start in the industry because she asked. You just kept asking for that first gig. And now we're so proud of you, Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for Southcom Inc., your latest job. Such a pleasure to chat with you today. Again, you and I met on the red carpet, and I want to leave this with anybody listening out there. When you see these superstars receive their awards in these award shows, again, the Dustin Lynch, the Taylor Swift, when they are taking home that award, we often think, oh, it's, you know, a one-man show, one person. There is an entire team behind these artists. And it's somebody like Natalie, a publicist that 24/7 is committed to these artists, helping them make their dreams come true. And it is so fun to hear your insight as a strong woman in the industry who works so hard and has done so much. And thanks for sharing this wisdom with all of us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and for thinking of me for your show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Natalie. And until next time, everyone, stay inspired.